increasing your sales numbers is just a matter of creating an effective selling framework and listening more than speaking. In this edition of Small Talk, Big Returns, the importance of being able to convey the real value of your product or service to your potential customer. And this goes beyond product knowledge. Richard Coles of Coles Training International tells us what it entails.
How much do you know about your product? But not only about your product, but about your competitor's product. So that is really what we call market intelligence. You even should know what the percentage share of business you're getting from a client. You should know in your product knowledge what are your best features, which you obviously translate into benefits. So in the process we're talking about, this is where this comes in. You talk about your features. For instance, I'm sitting on a chair here, and I can say the chair is comfortable, it has a back, it swivels, and so on and so forth. As long as the customer can say, so what? You're talking features and not benefits. What I need to talk about is the benefit of the chair I'm sitting on at the moment. They have value, and it's value that customers buy. They don't buy features. They don't even buy the benefit. They buy the value that they will obtain from buying your product and service.
So how do you convey the value?
Well, you do it. You can demonstrate it. Usually it's a bundle of benefits that people buy. It's a whole range of things that they buy. But you talk about the value that they will obtain by buying your product rather than anybody else's. There's a great equation. Customers experience value with an equation. So the actual customer value is perceived benefits divided by perceived sacrifice. In other words, the benefits are what they gain, and the sacrifice is what they give. So value is actually perceived benefits divided by perceived sacrifice. What we have to do as salespeople, and this happens in this stage of when you're making your proposal, we have to create value. We have to talk about the uniqueness of what we're selling that adds value. We have to talk about the economic benefits. Value basically is the following: economic benefits, product benefits, service benefits, obviously company benefits because, you know, you're selling to a company, emotional benefits, savings and gains. But there's another big one, and that's quality. There's a great saying from an Italian clothier. He said, quality is remembered long after price is forgotten. We go out and buy something for Christmas and we spend far too much money on it, right? And then 6 months later, we look at it with great pleasure, and we say, you know, that was worth the money. That's when true. Customers say that was worth the extra, that was worth the money, you've done very well.
But there are instances in which the low price point of your product or service is the selling point.
The other end of the scale, and it's close to Singapore, and it's Scoot. Scoot is an offshoot of Singapore Airlines. And their value is in cost leadership. In other words, they have uniqueness, but they have a low-cost product in delivering the value. Remember, Scoot is a low-cost airline. You get a seat, but around that seat is value. Value of the fare, value of service, which is still very good. It's more of an emotional benefit that you get when you fly with low-cost airlines. There's another equation to help explain this customer value, and such an important part of your sales process. It's so important. You've heard of the four P's of marketing: place, product, promotion, and price. I have been using for quite some years now the classical, which is 4+2. The plus two is people and processes. The difference in companies is in those two things. Because have a look at top computers now. If we look at top smartphones, for instance, their prices, I was in Singapore recently pricing, they're all plus minus the same. The product is really great. They promote it in fairly similar ways, and the distribution is pretty much the same. The difference I found when I went shopping around is in the people and the processes. How are their processes simple? Are they a simple company to deal with? Are they straightforward? That's very important to a customer. But really, you know, people. And a salesperson is part of the whole equation, the part of the whole value equation. And they don't realize that. Customers are buying something from them, but they're also buying the expertise of the salesperson. They're buying the friendliness of the salesperson. And they're buying the reliability of the salesperson.